Today we're going to talk about having both worlds of career driven and entrepreneurship driven. And for some reason, I notice whenever I go to an event or a speaking conference or something to that level of event, the event is always speaking to the attendees about becoming an entrepreneur and becoming a business owner and owning your own business, and sort of downplaying working for someone, or if they had a bad experience working for someone or working for someone on a job, then they make it out to be the worst thing to do in the world is have a job. And so I notice, since this whole New World Order and prior to the New World Order of 2020, even then it was like a stigma for you to have a job and for you to have a career. So I feel like there's a difference with having a job and having a career. Some people use a job just so that they can get paid, have their check at the end of the week or at the end of every 2 weeks, and that's it. It may not be something that they want to invest their time and their tenure and their years into that current job. It's just something that they need at that moment because maybe they're in a bad situation. So, hey, let me quickly get this job so that I can be stable enough to go find something that I really want to do. A career is something that you're going to invest your years in, building a career of experience, of time, effort, benefits, retirement. That's my opinion of what a career is versus what a job is. Both of them will pay you, but one will pay you more. Some careers will require you to have certain degrees, certain licenses, and then certain careers will require you to have experience. You may not have to, or you may not need to have all of those credentials of degrees and licenses. As long as you have the experience, as long as you have the commitment, the tenacity to provide the company of what they're looking for when hiring you. I am here to tell you, whoever's listening to this podcast, you can have both. It's totally up to you. Whether you want to have a job in a business or whether you want to have a career and a business, it's totally up to you. It's no one's business to tell you that you shouldn't have a job. You shouldn't make a person shouldn't make you feel bad because you want to have a job. If you are on social media and you're showing content where you're living your best life, but then someone happens to walk into Wendy's and see you behind the counter, don't feel bad, because maybe that's how you're living your best life. Maybe you know how to budget your money from Wendy's so that you can live your best life. Don't feel bad or disgraced because you have a job or you have a career, because everyone wants to put on this face on Instagram and Facebook and all these social media platforms that their world is the best world and they're living their best life. They are influencers and they work for themselves and they make all this money and they do this and they do that, and I'm never working for the man again because I don't want no one to tell me what to do. Well, guess what? When you are working your business, you are going to be working for someone. You're going to be working for everybody, and that's the public. The minute they walk in your door, you are working for them because you are providing them a service. They can be rude to you. They can be nasty to you. They can come in there and not even purchase anything. They could just come in your place of business. If you have a boutique, they can come in your place of business and look around and see what you have and then walk out. And then you didn't make any money at that moment. And I'm not discouraging people who want to start a business. I just don't like the fact that lately people are downplaying or making people who have a job or a career feel like they shouldn't have a job or a career. Some people don't even want to get a job because they don't want people to see them working at a certain place. Like, come on. Don't let people make you homeless. Don't let people starve you because you don't want anybody to see you working at McDonald's, Burger King, McDonald's, Wendy's, Chick-fil-A, the car wash, or the boutique in the mall, or somewhere like that. The food court. Don't fall for it. I always told myself whenever I got a job, I always looked at it as a client. I am my own business person. Put that in your mind. If you put that in your mind that it is not a job, it is a booking. You are the business. You, whatever your name is, you are the business. So let's say Tom Washington. You are Tom Washington LLC. That is your business. And when you go get a job, you're going to fill out that application with your name. And when that company hires you, they're hiring Tom Washington LLC. This is just the mentality I want you to put in your, create this mindset and say, I am a business and I am getting booked to work for this company, whether it's working for the company as long as you want to. You probably want to work for them for 3 months, 6 months, a year, 5 years, however long you want to work for this company as your business, being yourself, then that's what you do. Don't look at it as, oh, I'm working for this company and I don't like the way they are and they don't pay me enough. Okay, they may not pay you enough working as a company. Remember, you're the company. And that company that hired you is your client. They are the client. So when you're going around looking for a job, remember you're going around looking for a booking assignment. That's what you call it. You're going around looking for a booking assignment. I never look at it as a job. And then don't go into the job to just do the job. Go into the job to learn how this company operates. Because in order for you to run a business, you have to know how to be an employee. You have to have work ethics. You have to know how operations flow. You'll get all that experience and get paid at the same time. Learn how these corporations are running these corporations, how they're running their businesses, how they're starting up the businesses. Ask questions. Ask your manager, how do you become a manager if that's the next step that you want to be? How can I become an owner of this business? And then they may tell you, some may gatekeep, but some may actually tell you because they see that you have a bigger platform other than just coming in to go to work. Ask them, how can I own this business? And they may just tell you, hey, go online, look it up. There's opportunities to own your own franchise. The company also has different benefits where you can become, a shareholder. You want to find out all those things. But if you just go in with the mentality of saying, I got a job, then that's the mindset that you're going to keep and you're not going to stay on the job. You're going to quit because the minute someone says something to you wrong, or the minute someone is rude to you, or the people, or the person who is your superior, and they say something to you wrong, and don't get me wrong, some people can be jerks and assholes on these jobs, which is some reason and the biggest reason why people don't want to work on a job or even have a career and want to go into business on their own. But don't let them play you out because having a job or a career is the best place to get paid and learn at the same time. Because you will be able to understand the dynamics of how to run a business. I'm telling you, I am an advocate of it because I've been doing it for over 20 plus years, having both entrepreneur driven and career driven. I've been doing it both for so long where it's like easy for me to just balance and do both without being stressed out, without getting overwhelmed, without neglecting one position, you know, over the other. Like my career is not so overwhelming where my business get neglected and vice versa. I know how to align myself and balance it. It's like business, life, and career balance. I know how to do it. It comes with practice. It really does. It's not easy in the beginning, but it does come with practice. And you have to create a system that works for you. Do not allow these people online to tell you you want to make six figures in the next 8 months, or you want to make six figures in the next year, and you're not going to make this working for a job, and you're not going to do this, you're not going to do this. You're not going to do that working for yourself either, not in the next 8 months, unless it's something that's just, you know, quick fix, and then it's something behind it. It's always a twist to it. Look into where you want to work. If you are into electronics, see if you can go get a job at Best Buy. If you, I don't even know if Best Buy is open. I think it is. If not Best Buy, find one of these department stores and say, and you know, tell them you want to work in an electronics department. If you are into retail, if you like clothes and fashion, try to get a job at Macy's. Try to get a job at Nordstrom's. You know, Forever 21, you know, whatever store that you can go in and learn how the store operates. Learn how the store operates, because you got to understand the operations and the process of the business. And then this way you'll learn what they do so you can go open up your own. But don't open up your own and then quit. Don't quit yet. Just keep your job and work on your business so that you can work hand in hand of learning what you need to do. That's it. And once you learn what you need to do, you may find another way of doing it even easier. Because sometimes when you're working on these jobs, they do things to make it harder, but you want to work smarter, not harder. But they don't want to change their process. So you would have to go along with it. But then you can still take that blueprint of how they run their business and you can create your own to make it easier for you. If you love cars and you're into cars, whether it's fixing them up, whether it's, you know, just loving the style of cars, think about going to be a car salesman, like a luxury car salesman or a sports car salesman or just a regular car salesman. You know, Tesla is big, BMW is big, Mini Cooper is like big, you know. Find a car dealership and go in there and ask them, what do I need to do to become a car salesman so that you can eventually open up your own car dealership. You never know where it leads you. If you like driving, so truck driving, or even the metro bus, you know, your local bus. You want to learn how to drive the bus? Go and find out how you can drive the bus, and then guess what? You can start your own transportation service. Yes, it's so many different things that you can do when you get a job so that you can open your own business or open your mind to do your own business. And if you want to do both, then do both. If you're into law enforcement and you want to become a police officer or you want to become a security guard, you can go in, learn how to do both. And then guess what? You can open up your own security guard, you know, service. A lot of gated communities, they hire these security guard companies to operate their front gate. That can be your company. Once you learn how the operation of that business is. So don't let anyone downplay you, or don't let anyone make you feel bad about having a job. And let me say this too with these celebrities. That's the one I really want to focus on. A lot of celebrities, like rappers and singers and actors and actresses, don't think because you see them online or you're and they're playing, they're getting music on streaming and stuff like that. Music is not the way it used to be. People don't buy music. Music is downloaded and it is streamed. So it's a difference. So a lot of times people don't make the type of money that you think they're making. I've been in the music industry forever and I saw the change from the 80s all the way up to today. Back then, in my opinion, celebrities, rappers, singers, they made way more money back then than they do now. It's just now it's easier to get into the industry and make your own money opposed to you getting signed with these labels. But the money that was made back then is nowhere near. The money that was made back then, today's artists, they can't touch it. Now, they probably can get more because they are in more control. But when things are not going the way they need to go financially, some of these artists don't want to go get a job because they don't want their fans to see them working. Child, please. Yes, y'all better pump your brakes on that. You didn't let your don't let your fans have you starving out here. Don't let your fans have you homeless while your fans aren't at a job themselves. So what? Let them see you. Maybe you can inspire them to go get a job. Maybe they feel the same way that they don't want to get a job. But if they see you in that position, then, you know, it's like, okay, well, maybe things are not as great. Or who's to say that that person who's working at that place may not be an owner? They just happen to be working there. But even if they're not the owner, they may just be working there because things are not going the way they need to go financially at the moment. Stop making it taboo or making it a stigma for people to work a job if they are a celebrity, if things are not financially going in their favor. Stop that. To all you celebrities out there, if you having hardship, y'all better go get a job. If you didn't do what you needed to do with your money when you got it, you better go get you a job until you're able to get back on your feet until things bounce around. Because music always come back. It never fails. It always bounce back. Don't let these fans, you know, because fans are very fickle. They like you one day and then they don't like you. They have all these personal reasons not to like you. But meanwhile, you out here starving because your fans see you out here working. So there was a situation to what I'm talking about with the actor who played on the Cosby show back in the 80s and the 90s. He played Sandra's husband. I can't remember the name of the character, but you all know who I'm talking about. He was working at Trader Joe's and everybody knows who he is. Somebody took a picture of him, okay, posted it on Instagram and said things must not be looking good for his name. This is the actor who played on the Cosby show. And it's like, really? So this is what I'm talking about. That man has a family. And he said it. He said, I have a family. I can't sit around here and wait for someone to come knocking on my door to give me a job or me going and I'm going to auditions and I'm not getting callbacks. I have to go and I got to pay for, you know, I got to take care of my family. So for that person to do that, that lets me know that people don't give a shit. I'm sorry. I don't curse. But when people do stuff like that, they doing it for clickbait and they doing it for views and for likes and comments. Just so that their content can go viral. But guess what? That content backfired on that person. If I'm not mistaken, it was a white girl, a young girl, that took the picture and posted it on her page. And it backfired on her because everybody was coming at her like, why would you post that? And why would you say what you said? And then Hollywood started calling him. which personally, I don't appreciate them calling him because of the post. Because my thing is, the man had been going to auditions and nobody had made, you know, had been calling him back. It took that post for him to get callbacks. And if I'm not mistaken, I think Tyler Perry called him to offer him work. A few other directors called him to offer him work. And he said, I appreciate the offer, but I would rather audition. If you have an audition, I will audition for the part. So that's what happened. He went on these auditions, and a few of them he still didn't get, but he did get some callbacks. But that's my thing. You all have to stop worrying about what these fans doing. If they want to take a picture of you, let them take a picture of you. Oh, well, people got to eat. People need a roof over their head. And if you look at the homeless here in America, that is why a lot of people are homeless. Some people don't want to work. Some people can't work. They probably don't have the skills to work. They don't have the means of transportation to work. You still got to pay to get on the bus. You still got to pay to get an Uber. Don't let these people make you homeless, and don't let these people starve you, especially if you have a family. But in order for you to have a family, you have to take care of yourself first. And I'm pretty sure a lot of you have flown on a plane before, and I always use this as a part of anything that I do when I speak in public, or if I'm talking to, you know, a group of kids or youth or just people in general. When you are on the plane, the flight attendant tells you, in case of an emergency, and that oxygen mask drop, you are to put that mask on your face first. And then you help the person who is with you. If the person next to you needs help, then you help that person. But you can't help that person until you help yourself. So this is what I'm saying. Help yourself first. Don't worry about nobody trying to make you look bad because you got a job. So people, please, I hope this helps you today. I wanted to come on and just share some knowledge and some motivation with you about being career driven and being entrepreneur driven. You can do both if you would like. If you want to do one, then just do it. If you want to get a job, get a job. If you want to have a career, have a career. If you want to own a business, own one. Everybody don't want to own a business, and everybody don't want to have a career and have a job. They want to own a business. So it's vice versa. So people, stop letting people make you feel bad if you have a job. I'm really focused on the job part because everybody wants to be an entrepreneur. Everybody wants to own their own business, and that's all gravy and cool. It really is. But do not let a person make you feel bad if you want to have a job. That is your prerogative. All right, beautiful faces. I'll talk to you guys in my next video. You have a sunny day.